Good evening. I'd like to welcome you to the Mesa City Council meeting for Monday, January 12, 2009. I'm Mayor Scott Smith, and it's, as always, an honor and a privilege for me to be conducting this meeting this evening. We'll begin with an invocation by Vice Mayor Kyle Jones, followed by a Pledge of Allegiance led by Councilmember Dina Higgins. If you could please stand for the invocation and the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our Father in Heaven, we meet together this evening as a city council and those who are coming to listen and participate. We are grateful for the freedoms that we enjoy in this land and the opportunity to address the needs of our communities individually in capacities such as this. Heavenly Father, we pray for thy guidance this evening in the decisions that are made and the things that are discussed. We also take this time to express our gratitude and thanks to those who are serving in the armed forces to provide the freedoms that we do enjoy. We pray for their well-being and safety. Again, we pray for thy guidance and assistance as we go forward tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please be seated. We'll now proceed with the mayor's welcome. Thank you. The first item on the agenda will be to take action on consent agenda items. Kevin?
All citizens are permitted and encouraged to speak on agenda items. If you are interested in speaking on an agenda item, please fill out a blue card in the back of the room and give it to the city clerk. When the council considers the item, you'll be called to the podium to provide your comments. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda. All items listed with an asterisk will be considered as a group by the city council and will be enacted with one motion. There will be no separate discussion of these items unless a council member or citizen requests, in which event the item will be removed from the consent agenda and considered as a separate item. If a citizen wants an item removed from the consent agenda, a blue card must be completed and given to the city clerk prior to the council's vote on the consent agenda. Item 2, approval of minutes of previous meetings as written. Item 4A, act on liquor license for Dobson Ranch Women's Club for a one-day charitable event. Item 4B, act on new beer and wine bar license for Hyatt Place, Phoenix Mesa, 1422 West Bass Pro Drive. Item 4C, act on new beer and wine store license for Carniceria El Portone, 1316 West University Drive. Item 4D, act on new restaurant license for El Bucanero, 35 North Country Club Drive. Item 4E, act on new restaurant license for Native New Yorker, 1559 South Gilbert Road. Item 5A, act on contract to purchase one urban tactical robot for the Mesa Police Department, fully funded federal homeland security grant, $69,132.10. Item 5B, act on contract to purchase one bomb robot for the Mesa Police Department, fully funded federal homeland security grant, $65,498.40. Item 5C, act on contract to purchase two explosive device protection suits for the Mesa Police Department, fully funded state homeland security grant, $49,449.50. Item 5D, act on contract to purchase additional DNA analysis equipment for the police department, fully funded from the National Institute for Justice DNA Backlog 4 grant and the State of Arizona Crime Lab Assessment Fund, $104,157.50. Item 5E, act on contract to cancel and re-award term contract for uniform garments for the fire department. Item 5F, act on contract to replace fire hydrant water meters for the utilities department. Item 5G, act on a renewal of one-year term contract for bulk methanol for the utilities department. Item 5H, act on contract to replace automotive deep cycle batteries. Item 5I, act on contract to purchase one replacement medium-duty truck with flatbed body and crane. Item 5J, act on contract for Kingsborough Park ADA modifications, playground renovation, $198,453.20. Funding is available in the approved fiscal year 08-09 Community Development Capital Program, Community Development Block Grant Funds. Item 5K, act on contract for 69 KV rebuild project, University Drive from Extension to Stapley Drive, $712,539.41. Funding is available from the Electric Bond Program. Item 6A, act on resolution modifying fees and charges for the Arizona Museum of Natural History. Item 6B, act on resolution to approve a grant agreement with the National Children's Alliance. Item 6C, act on resolution to approve agricultural property master lease for city's water farms and citrus groves. Item 6D, act on resolution to execute an amendment to a development agreement between Pinnacle Holdings LLC and the City of Mesa for street improvements. Item 6E, act on resolution extinguishing a portion of public utilities easement at 1106 South Signal Butte Road. Item 6F, continue to January 26th. Item 6G, act on resolution approving an intergovernmental agreement with Valley Metro Rail Incorporated for a lease agreement for additional commuter parking. Item 6H, act on resolution to approve letter of understanding with Arizona Department of Water Resources for water deliveries. Item 6I, act on resolution to approve agreement with White Mountain Apache Tribe water rights quantification. Item 7A, introduce ordinance for January 26th, amending Mesa City Code regarding traffic modifications. Item 7B, introduce ordinance for January 26th, amending Mesa City Code relating to city-owned parking lots and garages. Item 7C, introduce ordinance for January 26th, Z08-69, 8911 East Sunland Avenue for a rezone. Item 7D, introduce ordinance for January 26th, Z08-72, 513 South Morris Street for a rezone. Item 7E, introduce ordinance for January 26th, Z08-73, 1,000 to 1,100 blocks of North Stapley Drive for development of an assisted living facility. Item 7F, introduce ordinance for January 26th, Z08-74, 2041 North Wrecker Road for development of an auto service facility. Item 7G, introduce ordinance for January 26th, Z08-75, 5358 East Baseline Road for development of nursing facility. Item 7H, introduce ordinance for January 26th, amending Mesa City Code to implement a fee for pawn shops and secondhand dealers. Item 8A, act on ordinance A06-26, annexing land south of Thomas Road and east of Hawes Road. This item has been continued to the January 26th council meeting. Item 8B, act on ordinance Z08-67, 6750 East Baywood Avenue for addition to existing hospital. Item 8C, act on ordinance Z08-68, 7400 to 7500 blocks of East Southern Avenue for development of group commercial center. Item 9A, act on accepting the city's comprehensive annual financial report for the fiscal year ended June 30th, 2008. Item 10, assign delinquent accounts to collection services, $991,362. Items 11A and 11B have been deleted. Item 11C, take action on reducing the compensation of city managers, city attorneys, city clerk, and city auditor by 2% of biweekly base salary. Mayor and council members, these are the items on the consent agenda.
Thank you, Kevin. Are there any items that a councilman would like to remove from the consent agenda? We have one request from a citizen to remove item 7H from the consent agenda. So that item will be removed and will be handled separately. Okay, we have a motion by Vice Mayor Jones to approve the consent agenda, a second by Councilmember Summers. Any discussion? Please vote. The votes are 7-0 in the affirmative. The consent agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is item 3A. Conduct public hearing prior to the release of petitions for signatures for the following proposed annexations. These are not approving the annexations. These are simply public hearings that are required by statute before they are released to gather signatures related to the annexations. Item 3A is A08-07, annexing land south of University Drive and east of Higley Road, 29.60 plus or minus acres. Are there any requests to speak on this item, Ms. Crocker?
No requests received, Mayor.
Any comments or questions from council members? There being no comments or questions, declare the public hearing closed. Item 3B, A08-14, annexing land south of McDowell Road and east of Higley Road, 0.08 plus or minus acres. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests were received, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from the council? There being no comments, declare this public hearing closed. Item 3C, 808-38, annexing lands located north of Southern Avenue and west of Ellsworth Road, 1.11 plus or minus acres. Ms. Crocker, any requests to speak from citizens?
No requests were received, Mayor.
Any questions or comments from council members? There being none, I declare this public hearing closed. The next item on the agenda is item 7H. 7H is for the introduction of an ordinance to be acted upon January 26th, they're in 2 weeks, amending Title 5, Chapter 7, Section 3 of the Mesa City Code to implement a fee involving pawn shop and secondhand dealer transactions. We have a request to speak from Ms. Trish Hart. Ms. Hart, if you would restate your name and your address for the record. And a reminder, we are not acting upon this evening. This is simply an introduction of the ordinance. But please, and you have 3 minutes.
Thank you. Mr. Mayor, members of the council, for the record, my name is Trish Hart. I reside at 318 West Roosevelt in Phoenix. I'm here today on behalf of the Arizona Pawn Association. We are very appreciative of the council's willingness to work with us on this issue. This is an issue that we have met with most each of you personally on this issue. You have taken the time to hear our concerns and to work with us on this issue, and we greatly appreciate your willingness to work with us and help us come to some agreement on this issue. Also like to thank the city staff and the Mesa Police Department, who have also extended us the same courtesy. We are in full support of electronic reporting. We think electronic reporting will help to reduce the costs associated with the pawn transactions, and we also think it will provide a great and a more effective investigative tool for the Mesa Police Department to use in dealing with recovered property here in Mesa. We also support the city's recommendation of including the secondhand dealers. We think that that is a very proactive approach, and we support that as well. Our only part of the ordinance that we're still concerned about is the fee. The $3 fee, we think, is a little high. The $3 fee was basically, I believe, chosen because other cities do the same fee. The $3 fee, to the best of my knowledge, was never when it was introduced and passed in the other city. There was no cost analysis done regarding the fee and how it dealt with cost recovery. With the inclusion of the secondhand dealers, there will be increased revenues that come from that, and we would just hope that the city staff would look at the projected revenues and perhaps maybe think about reducing the fee to maybe $1 or $2, because as we've seen this year, we've seen more pawn transactions that are coming into our stores this year, so there will probably be more than the anticipated revenue that was projected for last year. Because currently, right now, the total cost for the recovered property unit is $339,000. If just looking at what the pawn tickets generate, that will be $369,000 for next year. And with the inclusion of the secondhand dealers, you will also have those additional revenues. So you will have, it'll be, if we really look at the costs that are generated, we might be able to reduce that fee so that everybody is sharing in the cost. So if you have any questions, I'm happy to try to answer those this time. If not, thank you so much for your willingness to work with us on this issue. We appreciate it, and we look forward to working with you on this issue. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any questions for Ms. Hart? Nothing? Thank you so very much. Okay, do we have any other questions or comments from council? I'll entertain a motion. We have a motion by Councilmember Kavanaugh. Second.
Before we do that, my question for Ms. Spinner was, what are we introducing this right now as a $3 fee or up to $3 fee?
Mayor,
or no fee?
Councilmember Summers, this does not have any fee at all. What it does is it puts in place a mechanism for the council to set a fee. The fee will be set through a resolution, and we anticipate that will come back in 2 weeks.
Okay. So if we look at this and decide that perhaps because we've extended or expanded the scope of who's going to pay the fee, we decide a $2 fee is sufficient, that we could do that in 2 weeks.
That's correct.
With this introduction. Okay, thank you.
And then as just to expand, then with all other city fees, basically each year, this would be included or could be included as part of those reevaluation and reapproval on an annual basis or whenever we actually want it, since it's by resolution.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay. Councilmember Richens.
So it has no bottom or a ceiling. So if we decided we wanted the fee to be $10, it could be $10 when we set it in 2 weeks?
That's right. It's through resolution. So although it will come forward with a staff recommendation, because it's a resolution, it could be changed by the council on the night of consideration.
I didn't realize we could make money off it. I think she articulated a great argument for doing this fee. We could make money. So
I guess I would have to
back up on
that.
Would someone please resuscitate Ms. Hunt out there? I think she's passed
such
out.
An articulate argument on. I hear $12.
Okay. But basically, since it is by resolution, since it is at the council's discretion, we can establish this fee at whatever we really want.
Well, what is our?
I mean, I know that sounds flippant, but I don't.
Whatever
mean
is
to
reasonable,
do that.
It can't be considered a tax. It is a fee for
gotcha.
Cost recovery. But
okay.
Within those parameters, yes, Mayor.
And right now, what has been put on the table by the police department is $3.
That's correct.
Okay,
that's correct, Mayor. And that number does represent. Was not quite complete cost recovery, so we will evaluate the additional secondhand what that might mean. We'll try to capture what we can and show you what our true costs are, the staff as well as the new system and what it might be. The other thing is trying to also be consistent. Cities in the valley, we really try to make an effort to be consistent across the valley as far as fees, so there's not one advantage over another about where you take your pawning items and things like that. So that's something we'll take in consideration also.
Cost recovery for just this program or cost recovery for law enforcement?
That's what I mean. I mean,
for the police force?
Thank you. No, Mayor, Councilman.
What's the scope here?
No, specifically when we've introduced this before, we've talked about it, we actually identified the cost of the personnel that are specifically in that section of the police department that are reviewing the pawn shop tickets, that are going through those records and are working those cases. That was part of that.
Don't we solve a lot of crimes outside of just from finding these pawn tickets? Don't we solve a lot of other attendant crimes? I mean, could an argument be made that
there would have to be some nexus, some connection between the fee and the costs that are being recovered?
So, like, if we investigated a murder and the evidence came from a pawn transaction, is that close enough connection?
I am not aware of a case that specifically addresses that specific fact situation, but it would have to be a nexus.
But I think with that question, murder did enter her mind.
I think we're on the right track with this fee.
Okay.
I've never seen our SWAT guy go to work before, but he
yeah, okay. Any other questions?
No, thank you. Was that a question?
Thank you. So as I understand it, any fee that we implement, there needs to be a connection. It's a direct connection with the service being provided or the task being undertaken is what I'm hearing you say.
That's correct, Mayor.
Okay, so we'll come back with perhaps an updated review as it relates to the expanded universe of items that are being logged in, including the secondhand store items, and maybe do some revised cost analysis presented and arrive at that
correct
fee.
Yes, we will bring all that back to council.
Right. Thank you. Any other questions or comments? All right. I have a motion to approve to introduce this ordinance by Councilmember Kavanaugh, second by Vice Mayor Jones. Please vote. The vote is 7-0 in the affirmative. The motion passes. The next item on the agenda is items from citizens present. Ms. Crocker, do we have any requests to speak?
No requests, Mayor.
We have no requests to speak. Therefore, there's one other item I'd like to at least address. You know, in the last couple months, we've in the city of Mesa and in the community of Mesa have really suffered a couple of losses. A couple months ago with a longtime community activist, Mr. Bob Evans, and then today, Mr. Brady and I attended the funeral of Dennis Barney. And although Dennis is a resident of Gilbert, he is a Mesa native, and even though he physically resided across the border in Gilbert, he never left his hometown and his community, and played an integral role in many things in Mesa, and was a great friend of Mesa, and really to us a citizen of Mesa in the sense that he gave generously to community causes, and was deeply involved in the Mesa community. So this is a great loss. We wish the Barney family and all the friends the best, and hope that they're finding some comfort in this early loss, tragic loss. and he was way too young to go, and there's a big hole now. Dennis Barney was a very big man, and he cast a wide shadow, not only physically, he was physically imposing, but also his heart and soul and the things that he gave to our community were also very imposing. So our thanks to Dennis and for all he did for Mesa, and only the best wishes for his family as they go through this. So, we just got to quit losing these pillars of the community, because they really do leave a gap in our community. So thank you. And with that, all in favor, we have a motion to adjourn from Vice Mayor, second from Councilmember Summers. All in favor?
Aye.
We are adjourned. Thank you.